Welcome to Spanish Pod, my friends. Today we got an elementary lesson. It's called Asking for a Vacation Day. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today I'm going to ask for a vacation day. Lily, I'm going to go to Taiwan next month.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
And so why do you look so sad?
Because I'm going to be here working. That's not good.
Oh, what are you talking about? Esti and Leo will be here with you.
That's true. Anyway, okay. So today we're going to learn how to ask for a vacation. And the key word, well, it's not a word, it's a phrase.
Okay.
Is todo en orden.
Todo en orden. It means everything in order. So put everything's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Todo en orden.
Okay, I think everything's ready to go for our dialogue now.
Yes, todo en orden.
You're going to hear it three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
¿Para qué fecha?
Para la primera semana de junio.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Muy bien, gracias.
Second time.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
¿Para qué fecha?
Para la primera semana de junio.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Muy bien, gracias.
Third time.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
¿Para qué fecha?
Para la primera semana de junio.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Muy bien, gracias.
And we're back! So let's start with the translation.
Okay. Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
Mr. Enríquez, I would like to ask for a week of vacation.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
Mr. Enríquez, I'd like to ask for a week of vacation.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones. ¿Para qué fecha?
For what date?
¿Para qué fecha?
For what date?
¿Para qué fecha? Para la primera semana de junio.
For the first week of June.
Para la primera semana de junio.
For the first week of June.
Para la primera semana de junio. No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
No problem. Leave everything in order before you leave.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
No problem. Just get everything in order before you leave.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir. Muy bien. Gracias.
Very good. Thank you.
Muy bien. Gracias.
Great. Thanks.
Muy bien. Gracias.
So I wonder where our girl's going.
We don't know, but let me tell you, this Señor Enriquez is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I hope you're listening, bosses.
Exactly.
Okay. She walks into his office and says, I'd like to request a week of vacations.
Me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
Okay. So we're going to start with the polite request formula.
Me gustaría pedir.
Me gustaría pedir, okay? Now, pedir, this is to request or to ask for something,
mm-hmm.
right? And whenever you want to ask for something politely, you can use this formula.
Me gustaría pedir.
Me gustaría pedir.
And it's very polite because you can come in and say, quiero pedir unas vacaciones.
I want to ask for some vacation time.
So that's very direct. That's very rude, you mm-hmm. know? So you have to say, I would like to request or I would okay. like to. That's why you say, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
Okay. Now, I know some of you are thinking that this is advanced grammar for the elementary level, but everybody needs to be able to request something politely. So that's why we're giving it to you, me gustaría. In this case, me gustaría pedir. So what are we going to request? What are we going to ask for?
Una semana de vacaciones.
Una semana de vacaciones. Now, semana.
Semana is week.
And vacaciones, obviously, this is vacation. I want you to notice that in Spanish, it's plural.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In English, I would say 1 week of vacation.
In Spanish, it's plural because it's several days.
Got it.
Okay.
Let's put the whole line together. Mr. Enriquez, I'd like to ask for A week of vacation.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
Mm-hmm. And he answers with a question, which is, for what date?
¿Para qué fecha?
Okay, ¿para qué fecha? Now, we know that fecha means date, right? Mm-hmm. And ¿para qué?
For what?
For what? Okay.
This is very similar to English.
Okay, for what date? And you notice that he used the word para in the question, so we're going to see para also in the answer.
Para la primera semana de junio.
Okay, para la primera semana de junio. Now, junio means June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're talking about a week in June. It's actually la primera semana.
The first week.
The first week in June.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice week.
Para la primera semana de junio.
Okay. Now, he doesn't see any problem with that.
No hay problema.
No hay problema. A lot of you have heard that or have said that if you've traveled to the Spanish-speaking world. No hay problema means no problem. There's no problem.
There's no problem.
Okay.
Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Okay. So, I heard our key phrase.
Todo en orden.
Todo en orden. So put everything together. Get everything ready. So, he wants her to get everything in order or leave everything in order.
Deje.
Deje. Okay, that's the verb dejar, which means to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so leave everything in order when? Antes de partir.
Antes de partir. Before she leaves.
Before departing, right? Mm-hmm. Before the departure. So actually, in the English word departing or departure, has you can kind of hear that in partir, right? It's to leave.
Muy bien, gracias.
Okay, very well, thank you.
Muy bien, gracias.
So shall we listen to this dialogue again 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
¿Para qué fecha?
Para la primera semana de junio.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Muy bien, gracias.
Second time.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
¿Para qué fecha?
Para la primera semana de junio.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Muy bien, gracias.
Third time.
Señor Enríquez, me gustaría pedir una semana de vacaciones.
¿Para qué fecha?
Para la primera semana de junio.
No hay problema. Deje todo en orden antes de partir.
Muy bien, gracias.
All right, we're back. And Liliana, do you have any vacation left on your contract?
No. Have nothing left.
Yeah, neither do I. Except for that, you know, those few days I'm going to hang out in Taiwan.
You know, I was going to say that Americans, I think it's very structured the way you ask for vacations, you know. You mm-hmm. need to make a petition, you need to say why, where, mm-hmm. how many days and stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, in the Latin culture, it's not like that.
Really?
Well, it's basically to just say, oh, this week I'm going to go, and that's it. Obviously, that doesn't make us to be always on vacation, of course not. But it's just more, you know, no stress.
You know what? A lot of Americans would think that you are always on vacation if you live in Mexico, for goodness sakes.
Well, that's true. That's true.
All right, folks. We would love to hear your vacation stories or post your vacation photos or talk about your experiences asking the boss for vacations. Just come to SpanishPod.com and leave your comments, your questions, your suggestions on the discussion page of this lesson. But for now, it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.